This is World Cricket Weekly Talk, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whisky, the spirit of achievement, Nigel Reid and Faraz Sarwat. Down in the Caribbean, the Test Series is about to get going between the West Indies and Australia. The one-day series and the 2020s are done and dusted, and they were pretty entertaining as well, weren't they?
Yeah, very entertaining. The West Indies and Australia always make for a good combination, and these were very, very tight games, and I think a fair reflection, the fact that it was basically all tied up.
Let's get some perspective. Let's head down to the sunny Caribbean, where we are joined by Philip Spooner, who is the media manager for the West Indies Cricket Board. Philip, welcome to the show. Nice to hear talk to you.
Thank you, guys, for having me, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share the views of the West Indies team with you.
So before we get on to the test matches themselves, Philip, the one-day international is done, the T20 is done. I saw there was a tie in one of those games, and that's a very rare occurrence in cricket. So plenty of entertainment for the fans, I'm sure.
Yes, it was a superb one-day series and an equally entertaining T20 series. The series started, some people were saying, you know, probably West Indies will get walloped. But we saw some amazing performances from the West Indies players, you know, led by Kyron Pollard, who got the man of the series in the one-day international series. Sunil Narine also bowled extremely well. And then in the T20s, we went down in the first one, but then we came back hard and strong in the second one before a fantastic crowd in Barbados, and we managed to win the second one, and everything ended tied up. So it was 2-2 in the ODI series with one tied, and then one all in the T20 series. Lots of exciting cricket and really some strong performances from the West Indies.
So now, Philip, how does this all translate into the Test series? Can you make any comparison, or is this such a different form of the game? And, you know, we know the Aussies are very strong, particularly in the five-day game.
Well, if it's one thing that we know for sure is that we will have excellent crowds. We saw some fantastic crowds turning out to see the West Indies play in the ODI series, in the Test series. It all started in St. Vincent, and it was really good momentum there. Then we went on to St. Lucia, and equally exciting on the field, and then the crowds turned up to support their boys. And then here in Barbados last Friday, another massive crowd sold out all the time. So what we can guarantee is that we have very good crowds. Crowds are beginning to come back into our West Indies cricket again. And this is all because of the level of fight and the spirit that has been displayed by the West Indies team. And one can only assume that this fight and this spirit will also continue into the Test series. The team very well led by Dian Sammy, and also with Otis Gibson as the head coach, doing a fantastic job. And players are buying into, you know, what Sammy and what Gibson they're trying to promote in terms of everybody playing for each other and supporting each other. So if they won this series and the T20 series, anything to go by, we should have a very exciting Test series as well.
Philip, as you said, the spirit and the side seemed to be very good, and the team were supporting each other throughout the ODI series and the T20s. Does the mix change a little bit with the Test series starting? You may have some players going off to play in the IPL, and does that have an impact on the spirit in the dressing room?
I don't think it will, because all the players who are like for the Test, they were involved in a pre-series camp in Barbados at the end of February into March. So basically we have a group of about 25 players or so who've all bought into, you know, what the team is trying to achieve. The solid performances that we saw in the ODI series, that really started back in the camp, really with a lot of motivational sessions. Players got a real appreciation of what it means to represent the West Indies, and everybody sort of bought into it and were moving in the same direction. One wouldn't think that would be too much of a change in terms of the approach to cricket. Obviously, different people will come in and others will go off on other duty, but you can safely believe that the focus of the team will remain the same, because the personnel at the top will remain the same. They'll be the same coach, the same manager, the same captain. So you can expect the same level of focus and the same level of commitment. Obviously, one player who's expected to definitely come into the Test match arena is Shivan Ray Chandrapal, who needs no introduction. And we all know what playing for West Indies means to him. He's been around for 20 years in international cricket. He's seen it all. He's done it all. He's going to do it for West Indies when he gets the opportunity.
Philip, I think there's a sense that the support, the traditional support of West Indies cricket, and you hinted at it there in terms of the number of fans that have been turning up for the ODI series and the T20s. I was watching a film quite recently which recalled the heydays of the 70s and 80s and all those wonderful legendary names from that era and that unbeatable Test team. Is there a sense that this is somewhat cyclical and that we are now beginning to look at another ferocious West Indies Test team? Because it's been somewhat out of fashion for some years, hasn't it?
we have the making of a good unit. We have the making of a fighting unit. And, you know, the teams under Clive Lloyd and Sir Viv Richards and when Richie Richardson took over the captaincy were, we had legends, I mean, walking up and down the field, legends from number one down to number 11. And we all know Clive Lloyd started his transition of West Indies cricket when he was beaten in Australia in 75-76, where he came back with the theory of four fast bowlers could do it. And we know where that took West Indies cricket to the very top for a very long time. So I'm thinking that in terms of the approach of Sammy and Gibson, obviously I'm not sure we're going to have four fast bowlers teaming in at the Australians, even though they might think they're going to have four fast bowlers teaming in at us. But the mindset changed. It's a new approach, a greater appreciation of what it means to play for West Indies and represent the people of the Caribbean and indeed West Indian fans living outside of the Caribbean. And players are beginning to see it as part of the way to go forward. New fitness levels have been introduced, greater level of emphasis on fitness, more fitness tests inside and outside of competition, and just a general change of deportment approach to the way you operate with fans, spectators, sponsors, media, and we are getting the benefits of these changes.
Plenty of pride in the cap. Let's hope it's an entertaining test series. Philip, thanks for the insight. Enjoy the matches that are ahead of us in this three-match test series with Australia. Good of you to take the time.
Okay, thank you very much for having me, and thank you for your support of West Indies cricket. And to all those West Indian fans out there, we hope that you've enjoyed the T20 and the ODI series, and we promise that we'll be able to give you some more excitement and indeed victories in the upcoming test series.
Thanks again, Philip. It's good to talk to you. You're in June with World Cricket Weekly Talk, presented by Teachers Blended Scotch Whisky, the spirit of achievement.